Good morning. We are in the middle of our discussion of Masechta Shabbos, Gut and Chodesh as well. We are studying Perek Yud Beis, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So the Mishnah begins with our discussion of things that we are chayav on for working conditions on Shabbos. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Hachoresh Kolshu, if a person plows in the smallest amount, right, or Hamenakesh, if a person weeds, or Hamekarsim, if a person prunes small amounts, if he prunes dry branches, or Hamizradeid, Hamizareid, if a person cuts small branches that are overwhelming a tree, Kolshu, even if you do that smallest amount, Chayev, you'd be Chayev for the Malacha of Choresh, or according to the Meiri, a Malacha of Zorea. Hamalakit eats him. If a person goes ahead and gathers wood, so what's his intention over here? Im lesakein, if he wants to improve the ground or the tree, kol shehein, you'd be chayav for choresh because you wanted to improve the ground, or for zorea if you wanted to improve the tree. Im lehesek, if you gathered it for the purpose of burning, you wanted it for kindling, kedei levashal beit sakala, so there, in such a situation, you're gathering, it has to be enough gathered in order to be able to cook an easy egg. Hamalakeid asabim. What happens if a person is gathering grass? You literally pick them from the ground. So im lesakein, if you wanted to improve the ground, right? Kolshu, you'd be chayav for choresh even at the smallest amount. But if your intent was to feed an animal, im la behema, you want to go ahead and feed the animal, so kimlo piagdi, then the amount that has to be gathered has to be the amount of feeding a goat, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. Now, from here until the end of the Perek, our Mishnayos are going to deal with the Malacha of Kosev, which is the issue of Kosev Shtei Osios. Says the Mishnah, Kosev Shtei Osios. If a person writes two letters, and it doesn't matter, Bein Bimino, Bein Bismolo, it doesn't matter whether he writes them with his right hand or his left hand, Bein Mishem Echad, Bein Mishnei Shemos, it doesn't matter whether he was writing the same letter twice, Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis, right, or whether it's two different letters of the Aleph Beis. He writes Aleph Beis, Beis Gimel. Bein Mishnei Sammanios. It doesn't matter whether he uses two different types of inks. He writes in blue and he writes in black, right? Bechol Lashon, it doesn't matter whether he writes A and B, right? Chayev, he would be Chayev, whether B'shogig Achatas or B'mezid Chayev Misa. So I'm Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Lo Chivu Shtei Osios Ela Mishum Roshem. The two issues, he says, even if you didn't write, you just etched them out, you still be Chayev. Shekach Hayu Kosim Al Karashi HaMishkan. Because everything goes back to the way that they used to do things in the Mishkan, and they used to do a Rishima in the Mishkan, Leida Ezeu Ben Zugo, to know which piece went with which piece. So Amar Rebbe, Matzinu Shem Kata Mishem Gadol. Right? We see sometimes that a small name, a small word, can be written from a big word. Right? And how do we do that? Shem, Mishemon. If you have the word Shemon, you can have the name Shem. So the first two letters are Shin and Mem. Shmuel, Shem. Noach mi Nachor. You may intend to write Nachor, but you write the word Nun Ches. Dan mi Daniel. Gad mi Gadiel. So what Rebbe or Rabbi Huda is trying to teach us over here is that if a person means to write the word Shemon and he doesn't write the full word, he just writes the first two letters, right? So even though his intent was to write a whole name, he wrote two letters and he'd be chayav mishum kosev. So a person has to be aware, it's the shtei osios that do make a difference in this situation. Not what his intent was in totality. He intended to write five letters. Two out of the five letters makes a shame for which he would be chayav. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.